Get used to this sound over the next 4 minutes. Because this next story is about music with references to sex, and we'll bleep a lot of them out. Two Live Crew tested the boundary of good taste and also danced all over it. In the 1980s and 90s, they made some of the most explicit music in the business, which fans loved. Some in law enforcement did not, and their legal battles cleared a path for other rappers to follow. As we mark the 50th anniversary of hip-hop, cultural critic Kiana Fitzgerald is looking back at a few of its game-changing moments, and today she examines the Two Live Crew album, As Nasty As They Wanna Be. Sitting at home with my
so I got the black book for a freak to call. Like, what is the best way to talk about this album? Wow. So, here we go. Are you down with it? Before Two Live Crew, hip-hop was fairly tame. They became, you know, hip-hop's early provocateurs, to put it lightly. As Nasty As They Wanna Be was unapologetic in every way, and even though this project was based in Florida and steeped in Miami bass, it was something that was nationally recognized. Albums flew off the shelves, whether they were legal or not. Me So Horny is kind of the centerpiece of this album. Even though it's incredibly offensive in a lot of ways, it was still a hit on the pop charts. Two Live Crew really understood that they had to break through the noise of East Coast and West Coast hip hop. Luther Campbell is the lead of Two Live Crew, and here's something Luther Campbell told NPR back in 2015.
What my mom and them used to listen to, this would set us apart from everybody else. Let's do comedy. Let's sample some of these famous comedians like Red Fox and Leroy Skidder and Aunt Esther.
Those kinds of records were very, very explicit and salacious, and they kind of flipped that into their own content. Let's get it going on, let's act a fool. Listen and learn while taking you to school. You say you don't on the first date, then I ain't gonna wait, cause my shortly after As Nasty As They Wanna Be came out, a local sheriff in Broward County, Florida, took that to a judge in the county who declared it to be obscene. And it was the first album to be deemed so legally. And with this decision, the local sheriff, Nick Navarro, started arresting record store owners and employees for selling the album. And also, members of Two Live Crew were arrested for performing the songs at a nightclub in Hollywood, Florida. So the MCs were later acquitted.
The rap group Two Live Crew got a reprieve this week from an Atlanta appeals court. The court ruled that the group's album, Nasty As They Wanna Be, is not obscene.
They really set a legal precedent for hip-hop artists today to be able to create in the way that they choose to. I think if Two Live Crew hadn't existed, we'd be in a very different place today with hip-hop. They are the reason why we have artists like Megan Thee Stallion, you know, the Drakes and the Lil Waynes and the other people who really make sex a part of their persona and their content. Now let me break it on down and tell the story. When they say too loud, your mama gets worried. When they speak of us, the negative get mentioned.